Let me give you a beautiful parable that has been mentioned by Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya Balkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. He says that there was a Khurasani person, a man that lives in Khurasan. He was a very, very good worshipper. Abid insan, he would worship Allah Azza wa Jal during the night. He would make tawaf of the Kaaba during the day. He was a pious person and he had no ta'alluq and connection with the dunya. Very quickly, I want to take you through this beautiful parable that has numerous lessons. Listen attentively, dear viewers. And what happens next is that one of his pious business friends entrusted him with 10,000 dinars and said, you know what, brother, I am setting out on a trip. When I return back, I will take this money from you. Please keep it with you. So this worshipper, this Khurasani worshipper, said, no problem. He taken the 10,000 dinars. This person goes on the trip, and when he returned back to his country, he goes to the door, to his house. He knocks on the door. The son opens the door and asks, yes, how can I help you? He says, well, I'm looking for your dad, for your father. And then they said, well, our father just passed away a few days ago. And this business person was shocked and astonished. He says, what? Your father passed away? And now he's shocked. And then he asked that, okay, did my father tell you about the wealth I entrusted him with? And they had no idea whatsoever. So he was very, very disturbed about this. He somehow or the other approached the ulama and the scholars of the time, and he asked them for advice. And they said, look, if the kids at home, the children, the wife and children are aunt, they are not aware of where the wealth is, where he has kept it. So the only thing you can do is that you should go to the well of Zamzam during midnight, peep into the well of Zamzam and say these words, oh my Khurasani friend, I have entrusted you with 10,000 dinars before my departure, before leaving and setting out on this business trip. And now that you have passed away, your family aren't aware of this money and wealth I have entrusted you with. Can you please give us some sort of indication where the money is? Because you say he was a pious person and his soul perhaps could be by the well of Zamzam. Allah Azza wa Jal keeps the pious souls of the people at the well of Zamzam. And since you said he used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal day and night, he would make tawaf of the Holy Kaaba during the hot days and worship Allah during the nights. He was sleepless. He was away from this world. He was such a pious individual. Perhaps his soul will definitely be by the well of Zamzam. Nonetheless, this happened that he goes there, he peeps into the well, and it does just as the ulama guided him. Dear viewers, there was no answer whatsoever. 3-4 times he tried his level best, but he could hear nothing at all. He goes back to the ulama and he says that this is what happened. I received no response whatsoever. Then saddened upon this, they said, okay, one try more. Now you need to go to Yemen. And there is a well called Barhu. Go to this well and all the wicked and evil people's soul are there at this well. We are hoping that his soul shouldn't be there, but take a try. And if he responds to you, then you can ask him where he has kept your wealth. This businessman goes all the way to Yemen. He goes to that well that the ulama ikram have told him to identify and find out about. He reaches there after some time, and then the moment he says out his name, instantly this pious, devoted man says, yes, labbaik, I am here. Allahu Akbar. This businessman then asked him about the wealth. I have given you 10,000 dinars. Where have you kept it? He says, please go to my home and tell my son to dig under a certain tree in the yard. Your wealth is definitely kept there. So then this businessman asked his pious friend, you know what? I really need to know something. What happened to you? You were such a pious person. Then what are you doing here at this well? And then he says, well, my ibadat, my roza, my namaz, my worship, everything have been null and void simply because I had one sister in this world, one blood sister with whom I maintained no relations. I never taken care of her. I never seen to her needs. I was not there for her in her difficult times. And after dying, when I was accountable for my deeds, everything, every good action I did was cut off and thrown back onto my face, and now I am being punished for not keeping ta'alluq and connection with my sister in this world. Allahu Akbar. In a nutshell, dear viewers, this person takes the address of this pious friend of his. He goes all the way to the home of the sister and he told his sister the entire story that your brother is being tormented for this reason. And then she instantly forgiven him. And then some time later, that Khurasani pious man comes in the dream of this businessman and says to him, because you went to my sister and you sought forgiveness on my behalf, she's forgiven me, and here Allah Azza wa Jal has pardoned and forgiven me as well. Allahu Akbar.